Residents in the nation's capital like to say that there are two Washingtons. One is the tourist-infested city of monuments and statues, where you can find Congressman Dreyer and other lawmakers at work. The other is a city that has trouble with crime, a city where a gun battle stretched across several blocks last week. From member station WAMU, Nancy Marshall has an update.
Five gang-related shootings in Washington left four people dead this summer. Then, on Thursday, a 20-year-old suspected Latino gang member died in another shooting. A city bus driver was wounded when his bus was caught in the crossfire.
You know, we're out here trying to get this situation under control. We don't want, you know, any damage to your business or your customers.
After the shooting, Washington's mayor and police chief went on a walking tour of the neighborhood where the shooting took place to tell shaken residents and shop owners they're doing all they can to arrest gang members. At least one person in the crowd wasn't reassured.
We're here now, and that's great, but, you know, we're a disgusted neighborhood, and we're at our wit's end, and, you know, now it's spreading out on the main street here.
Later, as Washington Police Chief Charles Ramsey prepared to leave the scene, his frustration with the mainly Latino gang members who are terrorizing the neighborhood bubbled to the surface.
They don't care. They don't think. And we need to stop treating them as if they're innocent children. They're not innocent children. They're criminals. And they're committing criminal acts, and they're hurting other people, and they need to be locked up, see? And you can save some of them. Others, you just got to lock them up because they're beyond redemption. At least the way I see it, maybe the clergy can save my king.
A lot of the kids are good kids, but they're looking to belong.
Susan Gibbs, communications director for the Catholic Archdiocese of Washington, is working hard to keep kids out of gangs. Gibbs says about a year ago, she started seeing evidence of a new type of gang representing immigrants from one or another Latin American nation.
We have children now in the Latino gangs where their parents are working three and four jobs just trying to support the family. There are no recreational opportunities. There's cultural differences, and they're kind of alone, basically, in the street.
Gibbs says some of those vulnerable kids' parents are moving out to the suburbs, and the gangs are following them. In fact, one suburban Virginia police chief estimates that a Latino gang operating in his county has 3,000 members.
There was one mall down in District Heights where the community came together with the owners of the stores.
The state's attorney for Prince George's County in nearby Maryland says gangs take advantage of the proximity of three jurisdictions, Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia.
There's a view in some circles that the border is like a finish line. If they can just get to that line, then they can safely get away. And we want to make sure they understand that that's not the case.
The suspects in last week's shooting didn't make it across state lines. D.C. police arrested several within hours. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall in Washington.